Welcome everybody again. Welcome, you know, I can say the name. Somebody help me out. It's Akali. Y'all don't even know.
I told you before, it's not
that. But this is St. Charles. This is St. Charles, Illinois. Let us not mistake it. Let's all take an imaginary trip into the graphic of time. Back to 1950.
You're a heck of a veteran. Richmond.
Here we go.
Johnny worked with the Temptations.
Yeah, he was working with the Temptations. He did music for them. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Johnny Britt. And this cat over here, man, the head over there, stage right, he's become a very integral part of this group. He helps me out a lot. He sings behind. And he sang for many years with Marvin Gaye. And among other people that he worked with, Aretha Franklin, I think it was. And so he's well qualified. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert DeBlanc. And my name, ladies and gentlemen, is Gary. downtown St. Charles.
Cheers. Do you know how to pick your roots?
Does it have to be roots?
Don't you?
No, but it would help.
Just nice, right?
Yes, yes. Just nice.
Well, anyway, I'm going to try this song.
Which song is this?
Well, this is a song that we used to do when we used to sing a long time on the
streetlights?
Yeah, that kind of song. You know, when we used to pop out things.
You mind if I tell the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You folks enjoying the show? All right, listen, I'm going to tell you a little story. When I first got in this group 5 or 6 years ago, they ran down their history to me, you know, how they got started, why they sang, and what they would do when they were really, really young, like 13, 14 years old. They would go down to the subway, because in the subway you have all this tile on the walls, which is made for natural acoustics.
Natural echoes.
Yes, 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 you had your echo built in, it was cheap. And then, nighttime was the right time, because what they would do is they'd go down to the street corner, where the street corner lamp was, you know, and all the little girls would know that they were going to be there at this time, you know. So all the girls would see what they were putting down.
Yes.
And what they were putting down was this fantastic alphabetical harmony.
It's not Acapulco. You said you were going to tell the story. It ain't Acapulco.
It's acapella.
Acapella.
People know that.
Acapella?
Yes.
You know, I thought Acapulco was a city in Mexico, but they told me when I...
Rabbit, it's acapella.
Acapella.
And your mother told you to stay in school.
You have no idea how hard the eighth grade was. I had to go. But, yes.
Acapella hard. Yeah. But you know...
Thanks for straightening me up, though.
But you know what?
What?
This song?
Yeah, this song. In fact, let me say this. This is one of the things Ernest did. Ernest wrote this song.
You wrote this song. I did?
And this was a double-sided hit. Those days used to have that, you know, the old 45s and stuff. And it was the only one ever done. In fact, it's documented about that. We're one of the few people that ever did that. It hit a record on both sides of the record. Tears of My Pillow on one side, Two People in the World. I believe it's a big
record.
So he sung this song just because of people.
Oh, this one?
Yes.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, I wrote this song.
You did.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I can go over it.
Yeah.
You know what, guys?
What?
Back then, when I wrote this song, and I'm telling this to Grace, wherever she is, the out there Grace. Back then, when I wrote this song, Sinatra, Howard Hughes, and myself, we had something in common.
Oh, come on, you had a common thing.
We were in love with the same woman. You remember the beautiful actress Ava Gardner? Whoa. Boy, late one night, in the darkest corner of my room, I sat down and I put paper to pen.
No, pen to paper.
That's what I said. And I started writing these lyrics. Boy, the next day my hand was so sore. I had hardly touched my fingers. What?
The family show.
Too much information, he said. My hand was sore, man. I kept changing the lyrics to the song all night until I came up with the perfect lyric. So I'm telling Grace and her husband, I'm telling everyone here, we hope you remember this one. How about it, Willie? One more time, Willie. One more time. Just two kinds of people.
Boy, me. came up, you know, in the latter part of 1958, around 58, I was given a name by the late Alan Freed. And he just started calling me Lil. And legend goes that when they brought the record into him to play, a record promoter, he says, boy, that girl sure can sing. And the promoter said, oh, that's not a girl. That's a boy. He said, he must be very little.
That's what Alan Freed said.
True story. And that's how that began. Yeah. And there are all kinds of little people.
There is all kind of little.
Little. Big, tiny little.
Little Willie John.
Little Willie John.
Little Eva.
Little Eva. Yes.
Little Red Riding Hood. Little, isn't she?
But really, in the end, there's only one little. That's Little Richard.
Just a big little.
love song. Because a love song is a love song. That's what they go around telling me. And this song is very special. At least to me. Because it deals with all kinds of relationships. Mom and dad. Brother and sister. Friends even.
Friends.
Like right now, I know a lot of y'all came in here with your friends home.
How about it, friends? Because your friend asked you to come.
You don't know what a little Anthony and Peter are here.
You don't know about little Anthony. Your friend asked you to come. Your friend knows, but you don't know.
I don't want to act fully even now and say I don't have any friends. I got a lot of friends.
He has a whole lot of friends, especially on Facebook.
They're my friends.
Yeah.
You're just dead.
What kind of friends are you?
Some friends. But my wife's my friend. And I've learned something, folks. I'm not going to let a trivial argument get in the way of that relationship. No, I'm going to nip it in the bud before it gets out of hand. I'm going to walk right up to her, look in her eyes, and say,
take me back. Hey, Anthony, would you tell all of us, man, Did she ever take you back?
No! Didn't you hear me tell these people that we sold over a million records and song?
Yeah.
What I need her for?
Dr. Phil.
Yeah, we need Dr. Phil.
You know why she didn't take you back?
Why?
Because back then, you had to be sexy.
Oh, yeah, right. You had to be sexy, yeah.
Right.
I ain't doing that song.
Hey, Willie, you take him? That's why she didn't take you back. You gotta be sexy.
Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce this man. This wonderful man is going to sing for you.
Oh, we're not doing
Mr.
that.
Mr. Johnny Britt.
We're not doing that song, Johnny Britt, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
I had a great pleasure of being over in the UK in February, and I guess they're here tonight. I was so surprised. They're all the way from Leeds, England. They must have saw it somewhere. They decided they wanted to come here and see us again. But I want to thank them. Thank you, Mr. Marvelous Marvelous. Yeah.
Hi.
singing sad songs.
You're tired of sad songs?
I mean, I've been singing sad songs for close to 56 years.
You mean since Ike's second term?
Yes. I mean, one sad song after another, you want to know something? Another one is coming up. I'm going to sing the blues. I'm getting the blues from
home. That's a sad song.
I'm singing the blues.
Wow.
especially this one. Because a song like this does not come along with every 20 or 30 years. They call it a standard. But simply means a lot of people are going to be singing this song long after we're gone off this earth. But the one thing that makes us feel good is that it was written especially for the Imperials and myself in 1965 by the late Teddy Wendell, Bobby Weinstein, and produced by the late great Don Costa. This song was our ticket into the class of 2009 of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
more time. See you again soon. Thank you.